Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, What's Up Down There? By Lissa Rankin, MD is a candid, humorous, and medically informed guide to women's gynecological health, written by a practicing OB-GYN. The book is designed to answer the kinds of questions many women have about their bodies, but feel too embarrassed or uncertain to bring up in a clinical appointment. Its purpose is not to replace medical care, but to make intimate health topics easier to understand and discuss. The book covers sexual health, reproductive anatomy, menstrual concerns, birth control, body image, and common anxieties about what is normal versus abnormal. Its tone is unusually conversational for a health book, which helps reduce shame and make potentially uncomfortable information more approachable. By combining professional expertise with humor and directness, Rankin presents gynecology as something practical, human, and relevant rather than intimidating or taboo. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a gynecologist speaks in a deliberately friendly, non-clinical voice. One of the book's defining features is its tone. Rankin writes as if she is a knowledgeable friend rather than a distant specialist, which changes how the reader experiences medical information. That stylistic choice matters because many women avoid asking gynecological questions out of embarrassment, fear of judgment, or confusion about whether a concern is worth mentioning. By using plain language and a conversational rhythm, the book lowers the emotional barrier to learning about intimate health. The humor is not decorative. It functions as a teaching tool that makes difficult subjects less intimidating. This is especially useful in gynecology, where shame often prevents people from getting accurate information. The friendly voice also reflects a broader argument: women deserve clear explanations, not vague reassurance or dismissive responses. The result is a medical guide that feels accessible without becoming simplistic, and candid without losing its professional foundation. Secondly, normal and abnormal are explained in ways that reduce anxiety. A central practical goal of the book is to help readers distinguish what is common from what may require attention. Many gynecological worries come from uncertainty. Is this discharge normal? Is this pain expected? Does this appearance mean something is wrong? Rankin addresses these kinds of questions by normalizing variation while still acknowledging when symptoms should not be ignored. That balance is important because overreaction and underreaction are both common in women's health. Some readers may panic over harmless changes, while others may dismiss warning signs because they have been taught to be quiet about bodily concerns. The book's value lies in giving a more realistic baseline for interpreting bodily experiences. It encourages informed self-observation without promoting self-diagnosis. In this sense, the book acts as a confidence-building reference, helping readers approach doctor visits with better questions, less fear, and a clearer understanding of their own bodies. Thirdly, female anatomy and sexual health are demystified without euphemism. The book treats the vagina, vulva, cervix, menstruation, and related sexual health topics as ordinary subjects worthy of clear discussion. That demystification is significant because many women grow up with partial or distorted information about their own anatomy. Rankin's approach helps replace vague cultural myths with direct, usable knowledge. This matters not only for comfort, but for health literacy. If a reader does not know the difference between body parts or does not understand how sexual and reproductive systems work, it becomes harder to identify problems, communicate with clinicians, or make informed choices. The book's frankness also challenges the idea that women should tolerate confusion about their own bodies. Rather than treating sexuality as something separate from health, it presents sexual function, pleasure, and reproductive care as connected topics. That integrated view makes the book broader than a symptom guide. It is also an anatomy lesson designed to support self-understanding and better communication. Fourthly, the book addresses embarrassment as a medical obstacle, not just a social feeling. A major theme is the way shame interferes with care. The book repeatedly shows that embarrassment can stop people from asking questions, reporting symptoms, or seeking help early. In that sense, the psychological barrier is as important as the physical issue. Rankin's candid style directly targets this problem by making taboo topics discussable. The effect is to reframe gynecological care as something that should be routine and practical rather than morally loaded or socially awkward. This is one reason the book resonates beyond simple information delivery. It offers permission to be curious about one's body and to treat intimate concerns as legitimate health matters. That message can be especially useful for readers who have internalized silence around menstruation, sexual function, or genital appearance. The book suggests that better health often begins with better language, because naming a problem clearly is the first step toward addressing it effectively. Lastly, a broad, life-stage approach makes it useful to women of different ages. The book is not limited to one phase of womanhood. Its questions and explanations are framed to remain useful across different ages and circumstances, from adolescence to later adulthood. That breadth is important because gynecological concerns change over time, but the need for reliable information does not. Younger readers may be looking for basic anatomy, menstruation, or birth control guidance, while older readers may be more focused on sexual function, bodily changes, or what aging means for genital health. By speaking to women of many ages, the book avoids the narrowness of a single topic pamphlet. It also makes the work easy to recommend across a wide audience, including men who want to understand women's health better. This broad usability is one reason the book stands out. It is practical both as an introduction and as a reference for recurring questions that many people never feel comfortable asking in a clinic. In conclusion, What's Up Down There is best suited for readers who want straightforward, medically grounded answers to intimate health questions without the dryness or formality of a textbook. Women at any stage of life can benefit from it, especially those who feel unsure about what is normal, reluctant to discuss gynecological concerns, or simply tired of being spoken to in evasive language. It is also useful for partners, friends, or family members who want a better understanding of women's reproductive and sexual health. The main practical benefit of the book is confidence. It helps readers interpret their bodies more calmly and communicate more effectively with health professionals. Intellectually, it stands out because it treats embarrassment itself as a problem worth addressing, not merely a side effect of the subject matter. Compared with more clinical women's health books, Rankin's work is more approachable. Compared with purely popular self-help books, it is more grounded in physician experience. That combination of expertise, humor, and candor gives it a distinctive place in the genre. If you would like to support Lissa Rankin MD, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.